Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me back, Matt.
You know, I read a study just released by the ID Theft Resource Center that says there have been 516 large-scale security breaches in 2008 already, with over 30 million consumers potentially exposed. You know, and this number is significant because it's greater than the record number of breaches that was reported last year in 2007. You know, with security technology ever improving, it's surprising that this number keeps increasing. You'd think it would be decreasing. What's really the reason for this?
A big part of it is a failure to exercise proper steps, due caution.
Right.
The laptops that have the sensitive data should be using encryption. That data should be encrypted. So if the laptop's lost, then you haven't given away all this information. It's useless without knowing how to decrypt it. And if you do it well, it's very next to impossible to decrypt. So that's a big part of it. I think part of it is that criminals are now becoming more aware that the value on a laptop might not be the hardware, it might be the data that's on it.
Yep.
So whereas before someone might have stolen a laptop and just formatted the hard drive, now they might try to make some money off the data that's on the laptop itself.
Right.
You know, I wonder if part of it might be better reporting, that maybe the numbers were higher, but they weren't reported as well as they are this year.
Right. No, that could definitely be the case. And, I mean, these technologies exist, so it's just surprising to me that more organizations don't have them in place, or that they aren't forced to have them in place.
In some cases, the EO believes that they're above the rules, and it can be that computer that has inappropriate data on it that really shouldn't be on that computer at all.
Right.
And IT's been stymied because they're not allowed to use the same precautions they use on everyone else's computer.
Right. I mean, do you think organizations and consumers should be equally worried about this?
Consumers, depending on what's on their laptop, if they have their banking information on their laptop, they do need to be concerned about it. But there's another thing that people don't think about that they really need to be concerned about, and that's when they get rid of their cell phones. Oftentimes, the cell phones have the data still on them when they're returned. And even if you think you deleted it, just like on a hard drive, when you delete a file, it really can still be recovered.
Right.
The data can be recovered off cell phones. And as we see the convergence of cell phone and laptop, the personal digital device that has all your information that's on your computer too, this is going to become a huge source of data leaks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what do you recommend to organizations in terms of what security policies they should be using to have and have in place to protect their customers or consumer data?
The actual hardware storing the data should be locked up in a cage inside a locked room. You have to have the physical security there first, or else someone can walk in and walk out with the hard drive or even the whole computer.
Right.
Strong encryption programs should always be used. Sensitive data should be encrypted and only decrypted when it needs to be viewed and searched.
Right.
So it's really a matter of defense in depth that starts with physical security, includes encryption, includes proper security software, includes monitoring. If there are requests made to that computer from other computers, then you should know about it. It should be logged, and you should monitor for suspicious and unusual activity as well. Intrusion prevention and detection software should both be used.
You know, we hear about examples of large organizations like banks and even hospitals where consumers' data have been stolen. What, if anything, can consumers do when the device is not really in their control, but their information is supposed to be protected by somebody else, and they're not doing their job? Is there anything the consumer can do to take that step to protect themselves?
Absolutely. Going to the FTC website is a great start. The FTC has information about how to protect your account. Check on your credit report. You're allowed a free report once a year right now. Yep. So make sure that your credit, that there isn't unusual activity on your credit report.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
There's not a lot that you can do to prevent someone from using your stolen data, but be aware of unusual emails, unusual regular mails. If you start receiving mail from a source that you don't expect, somehow someone got your name. And while it's very common for your name and address to be sold to other people, depending on what information is in there, it might point to more information about you than you knew was available being out there. Generally, if there's a breach of your credit card or other identity information, the organization that was responsible for the breach is going to send you a physical letter telling you that the breach occurred. And I know my wife and I just got one of these letters saying that some data from a job my wife had many years ago had been compromised. And so she was given 2 years of free use of an identity protection product.
Are there products that you would recommend that people can use?
I really haven't looked into the product, so I'm not qualified to give a recommendation on specific products.
But they certainly exist.
Yes, they do exist, and I would recommend that if a person wants to look into them, which it's probably a good idea to look into them, either so that you can buy it now or so that if you do need it, you're not starting from ground zero. You know, go out and search and do some research. And in addition to finding the products, then do a little more searching and see if there are complaints about the product, too.
Right. Great. Well, Randy, this has been very informative. And if there are any questions that our listeners have, feel free to email Randy at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.